guys, Carlos Cortez here with another episode of Scriptures in Wall Street. I appreciate you tuning in for another episode. I'm excited. As you guys know, I am traveling. I'm here in Dallas, Texas. I honestly am not in my studio, and I was actually at a Christian leadership coaching conference with the Rise Up Kings community. As you guys have been following me for many years, you know I'm big into the Rise Up Kings community. And we had the opportunity just to dive deep into our blind spots and how to learn how to coach people from, the spiritual breakthroughs that we all have. And we all have our mask that we tend to wear, even myself. And it's empowering to see men become very vulnerable and expressing their inner selves that they guard since they're a little boy. So if you would like to learn more about that, feel free to go at any time to riseupkings.com. And just a little free plug for them. It has been a phenomenal transformation and process over the past 3 years for myself, my insecurities, or my self-doubts, and to basically put on the full armor of God. And as you guys know, I'm really, really big into masculinity as we go through this terrible, terrible season of demasculinity in the men. This group, on the other hand, has been the complete opposite in fighting against the wussification of the Christian man that is happening right now. So I'm here in Dallas. I'm not in my studio. Apologize for not having my normal lights. I'm literally doing a makeshift. I'm using hotel lamps and I have my cell phone on to put a light on my face. I don't have my cool background and I'm just in a t-shirt, guys. And I just want to talk about my week. I want to talk about the markets. We understand that Donald Trump, didn't I tell you guys about Donald Trump, that the next time they try to do something will be on his airplane? I literally said that the podcast after his assassination attempt. I said, the next one they're going to try is on his airplane because there's no cameras up there. And I didn't come up with that. I was actually talking with a client and a client actually shared that theory with me. And I had to bandwagon with him and agree with him. Like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. If they want him killed, they're going to try. But we are screaming the blood of Jesus over him as protecting him. And the enemy will not have a weapon formed against us. So we believe in that, in Isaiah 54, and we confess that. But today, I just really want to talk about what the heck's going on in the markets. Like, how do we plan for this? What is going on? Talk about the fear. We all have fear. I understand that many of you are retired and you don't know what to do right now. Maybe you're just in a situation where you're in a 401k and your mutual fund is invested in these woke things, or maybe you don't even know where your money is at. And you only have limited options, like 10, 20 different mutual funds, and you're investing in a Fidelity Contra Fund or the Franklin Growth Fund or the American Fund. And then you dive deep into it and you go to advisorinsights.com and you pull up the reports and you're funding the LGBTQ community. You're funding the woke agenda. You're funding the legislation of the LGBT. And we understand that every school board of every county is starting to be woke, and they're taking God out of schools. They're taking God out of everything. And we have the Olympics out right now with their ceremony, complete blasphemy, a complete mockery of our Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done. My question to everyone is, where do they get the money to do that? Where do they get the money to hire these singers to put on these costumes or no costumes or the makeup artists? And it takes money to do a production. It takes planning and time. And those people want a salary in order to plan something. They had to fly them out. They're all types of people all over the world to do this one blasphemous event. It took money. And where do you think that money came from? And the quick answer is probably Zorro's, probably some funded garbage. Well, at the end of the day, guys, we are funding it. When we don't know where our money is at and it's just out there in a 401k or a mutual fund, you don't have the right to be upset if you don't even know where your money's funding. So my question to you is, where else is this showing up in your life where you just put a blind eye and don't even worry about it? See, here at Cortez Wealth, we scan our investments. We want to make sure our money is not funding these woke agendas. We want to make sure that you are prepared for our market correction, which is happening right now as we speak. Yes, we saw a glimpse of it Monday and Friday. We saw that. We saw that the Dow and the S&P went down literally 5% in one day. And I told you on Stu Peters Network, on My Money Minute, that the market will go back up. And this is what we call a dead cat bounce. And so what happens is, if you go back a year or two ago, I did a podcast on this. It's called Bear Market Rallies. I showed you how the bear market literally goes from high and it screams down and then it screams back up and it takes a big breath and it goes right back down. And we're in that dead cat bounce. It's called a dead cat bounce or a bear market rally, or some technical guys call it a complex retracement. That's what we're in right now, guys. So don't get suckered into, oh my God, the stock market's going up. The overall thesis, and we're going to quantify and qualify here in a second. But the overall thesis is, yes, we are having some monumental pressures on the momentum index, the retracement bars and the oscillators from a technical standpoint, where all this pressure is coming in and is bringing down the markets. You couple that with the inverted yield curve, and we'll take a look at the Fed funds rate. We'll talk about the 2-year. The 2-year right now is still paying higher than the 5-year, but it is starting to create that parity where it's unraveling, it's uninverting. And when it uninverts, that's when the market crashes. Typically, we have an inverted yield curve in times of crisis. Like during COVID, the 2-year was paying just as high as a 5-year. And for those of you that don't understand that, when you have a 2-year obligation, it pays a certain interest. Right now, 3.75, call it. Now, a 5-year should pay more. Like if you hold the government's money for 5 years, they should pay you over 4%, right? And just complete straight up interest. And if you hold it, it'll compound. So what the whole world is saying, on top of the Bank of International Settlements putting a warning on the American dollar, on top of 2023, we've had over 8 banks go belly up in 2023. More banks in 2023 went belly up than in 2008. On top of inflation issues, on top of stupid face saying, oh yeah, we want to talk about the border and his mumbling piece of crap, whatever lingo malarkey he's speaking. But we understand that he wants to talk about inflation and blame it on someone else. The Democrats never take responsibility. That's why I don't work with them, because they don't man up. And typically, stereotypically speaking, I find that a lot of them play victim card on just literally not taking responsibility and taking the blame. And you see that in this fake president of the United States. He never takes any responsibility. Don't worry, he's out. So I really feel that there's going to be a shift there, and even Democrats are sick of him. So going into that, we have a commercial real estate crisis that no one's even mentioning it. And you guys know, if you've been following me for 2 years, I told you that there is a massive boatloads, close to $1 trillion in commercial real estate defaults. And for those of you that are looking for property, just keep that powder dry, baby, because once that real estate market does go down, you guys will have the benefit of picking up some distressed assets at a very good price. And I'm talking about commercial property, but it also is going to bleed into residential, because there's even guys like myself that have Airbnbs that are just not working out. And with the high interest rate, if you're paying $8,000 in mortgages and you're only making four, how long will that last? when the dollar that you have is getting triply deflated, like in a triple compound effect, when you go buy eggs, milk, butter, bacon, ammo, toilet paper, you're not just walking away with a $120 grocery bill. You're walking away with $200, $300, $400. And this is why all time bank withdrawals, or I'm sorry, 401k hardship withdrawals are up. Credit cards are all time high. Inflation's at an all time high. We haven't seen this inflation type 40%. So what the stupid Fed wants to do is they want to uninvert. And so the problem is like uninverting. When we uninvert that 2-year and they lower interest rates, and that's the other trifecta, is the interest rates. So we have inflation, we have interest rates, and we have a market where the volatility index is going up. And on top of number 4, the banger, the grand slam, is a commercial real estate crisis that had happened. Again, I'm not trying to fearmonger. I'm just saying there is a lot of plans. There's a lot of issues going on, whether it's all set up, whether you believe that or not. I'm not here to be conspiratorial, but there are things right now that are fundamentally factual. And this show, we talk about facts and we formulate our own opinion on what is going on. And then I back it up with charts. You guys know I'm ultra right wing to a fault, where I'm offensive to many, and I could give a flip. I'm not here to do this podcast to cater to your feelings. I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm here to be bold and honestly just promote Christian nationalism. You know, if the Muslims have Sharia law in their country, why can't we have Christian nationalism? Why can't we promote Bibles in schools? Why can't we have a national day of prayer? Why can't it be mandatory that you take your children to church? Why can't it be mandatory to say "In God We Trust" on our dollar and not take it away? Why can it not be mandatory that we can say Jesus on public airwaves? Why can't it be mandatory when you make fun of Jesus, you're going to jail? What happened there? Like, we need more of that. And we wonder why our country suffers. We wonder why all this junk happens to our dollar, to our economy, to everything. So I just want to encourage you that if you don't know what you're doing right now, we're about to go through a financial storm. Please give me a call. I want to help you. Either myself or Josh or one of my other advisors will help you. We'll talk with you. All you got to do is call 813-448-3446. You can visit us at CortezWM.com. If you would like a guide, just go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. I wrote a book on this. If you meet with us, we're going to send you a free copy of my book called America First Retirement Plan. In that book alone, we talk about the two economies. We talk about keeping your money safe, not funding the woke agenda, getting a reasonable rate of return, keeping your money inside of America. And most importantly, your advisor should be with you because you agree with them spiritually, emotionally, patriotically, economically, socially. And if your advisor is not on the same page with you spiritually, guess what? He is going to fund Pfizer. He is going to fund the woke agenda because that's where the returns are at. He's going to fund ESG. You guys know what ESG means? Environmental social governance. This is Stupid Face's plan and Pocahontas' plan and the Zorro's plan and the Obama plan. Call it whatever you want to call it. The woke agenda. This is their plan to literally Project 2030, everybody. Put the EVs back in the market, and they're losing. By the way, Tesla sucks right now, and we're going to talk about Tesla. Even Cybertrucks, they're not even selling them anymore. The bottom of it, they're not even taking orders. It's crazy. Didn't I tell you guys that 6 months ago that they can't even take the orders right now? So I actually told my best friend not to buy one, and he was kind of like butthurt about it. But I said, look, man, don't buy it. You're going to lose your booty on it. And he didn't, thank God. I would have taken his man card away. But he went ahead and bought a Ford 250 diesel truck. And that's what we need. That's what we need. We need more fossil fuels. We need to open up the Keystone Pipeline. So when Trump does get in, here are the first three things that he's going to do. I don't know, in order, he's going to secure the border. He is going to open up the Keystone Pipeline, and he's going to have an answer for the BRICS. Right. Everybody's talking about the BRICS and, oh my God, you know, the BRICS, American dollar is going to crash. So if Trump gets in, the US dollar is going to go up. For those of you holding gold, you might as well start selling when it's all time high, because when Trump gets in, that gold prices are going to go down. He's going to put taxations on things that don't have any tariffs or taxations. That is coming. Trump doesn't play no games, man. He smacked China around like crazy. And it is, don't even take my word for it. We're going to show you the charts. As a matter of fact, let's go there right now. So before I do, check this out, man. Tesla stops taking orders for the cheapest Cybertruck, offers 100,000 version now. San Fran, Tesla has stopped taking orders for the least expensive version of the Cybertruck, which is priced at $61,000, while making the $100,000 version available for immediate order and delivery as soon as this month. Demand and supply for Cybertruck are closely monitored by Tesla investors and fans because Elon Musk has poured resources into a truck and plans to make 200,000 per year. As recently as October, Musk Tesla had 1 million reservations for the truck. Some customers have indicated they're waiting for less expensive versions because prices are higher and driving range is lower than originally forecasted. So it goes to explain that Cybertruck sold nearly 4,800 units in July, its best month yet. But by far, the best-selling vehicle is priced over $100,000, according to Cox Automotive. They have sold 16,000 units, but sustain a high volume at the price point, it might be a challenge. So it talks about different variations of Cybertruck, but let's look at the stock right now. So here we are. We got Tesla here. This is obviously, you guys know my scanner that I have. So back in here, yesterday, the 9th, I'm sorry, we're starting to see a fan, basically some momentum. So you see my short-term, mid-term, and long-term. These are all turning red. My middle term is still green. But we're starting to see a cross here and some momentum down. So it's actually turning. Now, if we pan back, we have you see this purple that resembles a death cross, and boom, it slammed. A blue cross means it pops up, but it can turn purple as soon as it can. We got a buy signal back in November when it went up. But yeah, it's starting to head down even more. This was last year. Look at this massive, massive drop. And so we are starting to see a massive momentum here, guys, as people can't afford these trucks. You can't afford these Teslas. There is some major problems on actually making money with these units. So the stock of Tesla has been going down. Right now it's currently at 216. It could go down to 160, maybe even 140 if it really hits hard. The thing with Tesla, it's part of like the Magnificent Seven. So it's really correlated to technology, AI, Amazon, Tesla, Google, the Magnificent Seven. But what I really wanted to talk about today is, let's see here, is ability to go to the actual markets. So let me share our markets. Let's look at the NASDAQ real quick. So we have the NASDAQ right here. We see this formation popping up. Let me change my chart here. All right, so and we have, again, we have some red bars going down here, pretty much closer to a lot of momentum. This is 200-day moving average. We've got a red box here. Look at that. We got a sell signal here, then a buy. It's still showing bullish power, but I am looking at a slow conversion here where this oscillator right here is showing weakening. As you've noticed, this is completely going up, but it's not as strong as what it was when last time. Look at this last back in June. Look at this power up move here. So that rally wasn't as strong as a rally is doing now. And what I'm starting to see is, you see this rally down, this bear market is huge momentum, huge momentum. This could be the beginning of a huge momentum drop. And so that's what I'm looking for. And I'm not really too keen on all this artificial intelligence that was just completely obliterated the markets. Like it just destroyed any other company. It outperformed. It literally went up a Ferrari, but we're going to start to see that come down. And not even talking about the problems that we spoke about, the uninversion of the yield curve, the inflation, the dollar being overexposed. There's a lot of things that could help bring it down. We still have war tensions with the Gaza Strip and Israel, and there's war issues going on. There's an uncertain election. Are they going to steal it? Are they going to do this? Are they going to do that? A lot of uncertainty. So investors are shooken up. I do want to mention that there is some other, let me clear this out for you guys. So that's Tesla. I want to go to the big boy, which was, oh man, there's so much stuff to talk about. The US dollar. So we get a lot of confusions with the dollar. The dollar is going down. So look at this. The dollar is going down finally. It was going up the past, geez, since May, it's been skyrocketing, boom. But now, guys, like the dollar is going down. So this is pretty scary. We have all of our three bars basically turning red. We have a death cross on top of another death cross. The dollar is going down. This is on my daily chart. If I look on my weekly chart, we start to see more red here, not as prominent as my daily. I like looking at dailies because the dailies give us a snapshot of what's going to happen the next day. And I can pan out and see the weekly, and overall, the dollar has been going up overall. But now we're getting at a level where it could be a level, geez, back in 23 when a dollar was really tanked. This is when Joe Biden was having the bond market crash. And so the dollar's not looking good, y'all. sounds like a rap video, but the dollar is not looking good right now. It's seeing some turbulent times, and your natural response is to buy gold. And so let's look at gold. So here we are. This is the inverse of gold. And gold is looking better. However, what's one thing you know about gold that they won't tell you when you go buy gold? The thing with gold is that it is not a protected asset. It is an asset that it can still be volatile. Gold is still manipulated by the same people you're trying to avoid. Gold has ability to knee-jerk your whole portfolio. I think gold will go up higher. Based on this chart, I think we could see a massive shift down into gold, but eventually we'll go higher. And so what I think that most people should do with their gold is sell a percentage. Whether it's 40%, 30%, maybe even half, and then keep the other half. And if the dollar does continue to go down, your gold price is going to go up, but at least you've been able to benefit and profit lock some of those gains. You can't get greedy here, guys. Cannot get emotionally attached to a gold trade because you think the dollar is going to crash. As soon as Trump gets in, the dollar is going to go up because he is pro-American dollar. He's really, really big into it. He's even looking at how Bitcoin could help the U.S. dollar. I don't know how he's going to figure that one out, but he's looking at really, really growing the American dollar. He feels that is part of our national security, is part of our defense, is having that financial strength. And it makes a huge, huge amount of sense. It makes sense. So the BRICS are going to have it coming to them if Trump gets in. So yeah, they're going to try to assassinate him. They're going to try to do all these things because they have their plans. They have their new world order plans that are not aligned with Trump's agenda. So I want to understand what the markets are doing before things are happening. I'm not here to talk really politics. I'm just here to talk about charts. Our faith is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Who cares who ends up as the president, whether they steal it or not? Our faith, we answer to a higher calling. These are just charts that are factual. And having that ability is going to give us some leeway into knowing what is going to happen with our money. You have to understand that you got to know what to do with your money at all times. So my aim for this podcast is to honestly just let you know what's going on. So as we go back into, let me hear, as we go back into these charts, I want to honestly just show you the banks real quick, because I feel like the banks are being manipulated again. And let's pull up the banks. So here we are, guys. Here is one of my favorite stocks I like looking at that gives a temperature on what is really going on. We got a buy signal, actually, believe it or not, in July, bleeding into August. KRE. Yes, KRE, the banking index, went up. But now we're starting to see a massive shift back down. So it went from 56 all the way down to 52. And look at all these red traffic lights I'm getting. So I wouldn't be shocked if I get a red signal here as banks are starting to unload their toxic assets on the commercial real estate side. So let's just keep an eye on it. I promise to help you update you guys on it. This is something to keep an eye on. If you got money in the bank, there are safer opportunities. We feel that insurance contracts are going to be more secured. They have reserves. They grow with the index. Speaking of which, I'll show you some performances on our top index accounts that are killing it. Again, everything on this podcast is for information and education purposes only. This is not investment advice, you guys. I repeat, this is not investment advice. I am a securities licensed financial advisor, but this is not investment advice. If you would like investment advice, give us a call, 813-448-3446, or visit my website at CortezWM.com. Most importantly, you can download a free guide at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Myself or one of my advisors or consultants would be honored to speak with you. So here's KRE. Let's look at a cool one that I feel is a trade of the year. Again, this is for money that you can afford to lose. This is not for retirement money. This is not for rent money, mortgage money, or money to pay your bills with. This is for money that you can put away, not touch for another year or so, and possibly pull out and five to 10 times extra money over the course of a year. So if you bought the call options on TMF, you're actually doing very well. I got a bull signal here. And look what it did the other day, by the way. Look at this bad boy. Didn't I call this out or what? So we got a sell signal and then it hit all-time low. I bought in right where the sell signal was at. And everything just started, kept on turning green. And then it shot up to 60. Came back down. And you guys know that markets, when they go back up and down, they're just getting a breather. So we hit a high of 62 and it shot back down. And then boom, it's coming right back up to 55. And what I do like is the call options on this at 100, because this thing could go up to, this thing can go up extremely high. Basically, this was at, oh man, this thing, during COVID was completely gangbusters. Look at this thing. This thing was, I believe it was even higher than 400 when interest rates were lower. Yeah, it was over, it was 582, the highest. So, and right now it's at 50. It's at, was it 54.79? So it has ability to climb back up even to 300. A $10,000 trade would be worth over $100,000 trades if it hits before January 26th. So great, great setup for those that believe that interest rates are going to go down and the bond prices. Again, TMF is three times the bond market. So a really cool trade. The other one that I am eyeing, if you've been following me, is XSPS, which is shorting the SPXS, sorry, is shorting the S&P 500. And this is three times the risk. So if this is going up, that means the stock market is going down. So this is one cool way. Like if you think the market's going to crash, guys, then this is a huge hedge, huge hedge. This is liquid. This is not an insurance product. This is a risky investment, but it is a hedge against everything. Look, you don't buy gold when the market's going down. You buy it for safety. What you want to do is when there's times of volatility, you actually want to get in the pit and make money. And these are the trades that you would have to do. Again, I make no money by telling you to do this. This is just content so that you can have it. You can discuss it with your advisor, or you can give us a call and we can walk you through how to make this trade. Again, all you gotta do is call 813-448-3446. I recommend that you only put 5 to 10% in something like this of your brokerage account. If you have a few grand to your name, do not call us and ask for advice, because I'm going to tell you that it's better to keep your money in your pocket than to risk it. This is for someone that has six-figure brokerage accounts, that has ability to afford to take these type of risk. The payoff is huge. However, what I want to end with here is you don't even have to worry about, like managing these type of assets when we have an index that does all this for you. So imagine having an account where you're getting these type of returns. 4% year to date, the S&P 500 is up 12%. Last year, we made 19. The year before that, it lost 19. The year before that, it made 25. The year before that, 28. 34. The year before that, in 2018, made 4.9. And then when Trump got in 2017, made 40.5%. The year before that was 8.9. All the negatives that you see in this chart actually is a zero. So you would only get these returns. If you're not making these turns on the right-hand side that you see, give me a call, because we can get these returns in a safe investment, in a safe bucket of money. So all the way from 2002, these aren't pie in the sky numbers, by the way. These are actual real numbers. These aren't fake numbers. You should be getting these type of returns in your accounts, in your insurance contracts. This is inside of insurance contracts. So when you see a red number, you actually get a zero. You pay no fees. Your principal is protected. Typically, it's going to be a double within 5 to 7 years. So for me, my wife and I, we put 100 grand into this August 11th of last year. By the time we are 60 years old, it's projected to be over $4.5 million because we're never going to touch it for 19 years, 19 more years. This could be a retirement plan for you. It could be a retirement plan for your kids. It could be, maybe you don't have 19 years. Maybe you only have 5 or 10, whatever. You could use it as income. Just pull out the interest every single year that you make and let this money grow for you. So I hope that is a great solution. Another thing I want to add is that this is a principal protected account. It's green money. The government does not have access to it because we're using insurance contracts with a life insurance company that have the ability to privatize your assets, so that you're not stuck with your money in the stock market. So you guys know, I've been praying for my wife. I haven't been the best husband, and I'm working to speak her language. What I mean by that is I need to get better at, filling her emotional cup. Like, you see women, they want us men, we want sex, we want physical touch, we want acts of service. Women generally want their emotional cup filled. They want to be intimate at a spiritual level, and I haven't been good at that. So part of my journey is, how can I show up better as a husband? And so I picked up this book, Daily Prayers for My Wife. And I'm committed to doing date nights every week. I'm committed to just stopping and spending micro dating. Like, if I have 10 minutes between a client call or a chart lookup or account review, just taking her out for a walk or a cup of coffee if I got an hour break. But I wanted to read this segue into this as I transition to my scripture. 1 Corinthians 13:5, love keeps no records of wrongs. Again, 1 Corinthians 13:5, love keeps no record of wrongs. Our memories have incredible capabilities, especially when it comes to keeping a record of wrongs. Our minds don't necessarily record the wrongs we do, nor those go into auto erase. But when it comes to the wrongs of our spouses, they tend to pop up at the exact moment we are angered or feel challenged to extend grace and give a blessing. Recalling wrongs don't require any special talent. It is a natural reaction, usually when we hurt and we want to hurt back. Thank goodness our loving God doesn't do this to us. He knows every wrong we've committed, and yet by his grace and forgiveness, our records are clean. Let us extend the same grace to one another. How many times have you created a belief system where you walk into your bathroom and you see all this makeup and dirty clothes everywhere, and you just came back from work and you say, you know what? I've worked my ass off all day and this house is messy. This is how you love me. I'm guilty of that. Or you see the kids making up the mess, and after you just spent a whole Saturday cleaning the crib up and they destroy it, and now you're taking records. You're showing your wife or your spouse a performance-based love. God doesn't do that to us when we do good deeds. He loves us consistently. And as men, we're supposed to love Christ like Christ loves the church. So if we're a bunch of F-ups, does God give us that performance-based love? Is he mad at us when we don't love him like he needs to be loved, or when we serve him? No, he doesn't. So we tend to do that to our marriage and our spouses. I'm guilty of that. And so this verse really spoke to me that I'm not here to take records. I'm not here to keep a list of all the things, because my aim is not divorce. My aim is a long relationship, oneness with my wife, oneness with my family, oneness with my children. And it starts by acknowledging in the scriptures, it says love, 1 Corinthians 13:5, love keeps no records of wrongs. And this is what I love about my wife, is that even in my wrongs, even with me stepping out and my infidelity issues and things that I struggle with, she still chooses me. And only a godly woman can do that. It is my heart's desire that you guys understand that life isn't about the charts and the money. That we're able to understand that there's more to life than this and what I'm showing you now. Be present with your wife. I heard a really, really tough story with a client that his wife is going through rapid dementia. That's a disease, and she's forgetting everything. And And he literally called me on the phone crying, saying, be present with your wife, because you never know when your day is up. You never know when her brain could just completely forget everything. And I can't say names for confidentiality purposes, but brother, if you're watching this, I'm praying for you. With that being said, guys, I'm sorry for the atmospherics. It's not there. I promise I'll bring the heat next week. I'm out of my element, so I feel a little weird. My best friend's in the room with me and while I'm recording this, and I hear his phone and I'm getting my ADD's kicking in, and I'm sorry, guys, that I'm not more well prepared, but I am committed to give you content, and I'm here to drop knowledge. I'm here to just be spirit led and be raw and authentic with you guys. God bless you guys. And don't forget to give us a call. Give us the opportunity to help you. We want to bless you with God fearing based investment advice. And then when you do business with us, yes, we get commissions. Yes, we get fees. Yes, we are a for-profit business. We're not a ministry, but we use our for-profit business for ministry, if that makes sense. You're supporting churches all around the world. You're supporting my local church. You're supporting sex trafficking victims that I'm partnering up with. You're supporting more than the Stu Peters Network or Frank Speech. You are supporting ministries when you do business with us. God bless you guys. I love you. And don't forget to like and subscribe my Rumble channel. Like and subscribe on X. We are getting big on X. So I'm going to be posting a lot on X. I enjoy X. A lot of financial good stuff there. So God bless you guys. I'm out of here. I'm flying back home tomorrow. And I'll start sending you guys pictures of my new truck. Actually, check out my new truck right now. I'm going to post it right now. It is a little bit of Florida flashy and country and all that. And it probably doesn't fit in my neighborhood, but oh well, I like it. Let me know what you guys think. Even if you love it, you hate it, it's all good. You can email me info@cortezwm.com. Again, my email is info@cortezwm.com. And I'm out of here, guys. Peace.